Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, story here from Fox 4. Hundreds of Missouri families are furious. Over news regarding a disgraced Kansas City pharmacist and his potential release from prison. Robert Courtney. Remember that name? Robert Courtney, now 71 years old, is due to be sent to a halfway house after a 2002 conviction of selling diluted cancer medication. The Federal Bureau of Prisons shows his original sentence would have kept him in prison until May of 2026. However, he is scheduled to be sent to a Springfield, Missouri halfway house on June 20th. That is in 2 months from tomorrow.
You were gone when this story first broke on Monday.
Shocking.
It is shocking. The families are right to be livid. I will remind everyone that that case was tried in federal court, and it was not a murder case, despite the fact I think some 5,000 patients got watered down drugs from him. We know hundreds of people died.
4,200.
It was not murder. The feds got him on tampering with a controlled substance, adultering medication, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so his sentence at the time, 30 years, was a stiff sentence for those charges. But he never, ever answered for the deaths. Even if we could put a number to the deaths, which we cannot. And I will remind everyone, these were cancer patients. He looked in the eye as he handed over watered down treatments to some of them repeat patients who the first time around, Scott, lost their hair and got very ill from chemotherapy. And then lo and behold, the second time around, didn't have any of those side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have those side effects because he was watering it down for profit.
Well, Dana, in many of those cases, he was handing them water. It wasn't watered down. It was water.
It was 99% saline solution, 1% the drug that he was supposed to do or be giving, and it was 72 different medications. It wasn't just chemotherapy.
It was predominantly chemotherapy, but there were people that needed treatment for multiple sclerosis, for HIV, like all of these different ailments, Scott, and they were getting watered down drugs in the name of greed. And when asked at his sentencing, he said infamously, "It's hard to sit here and listen to the stories of these people." And then he said, "I don't know why I did it."
Yes, you do. You did it for money.
"I don't know why I did it."
He did it because he was greedy. He did it for money. He amassed almost $20 million.
Because in diluting the drugs, he had more than he was doling out.
That's right.
He had extra, but he could pay them full price.
Right.
For less.
He was charging the insurance companies and the federal government full price and was selling just a fraction of it. So instead of selling the full vial medicine for $5,000, he was diluting it and making several thousand dollars off of every diluted dose.
Did you ever think in your lifetime we would be sitting here discussing his release? Because at the time, keep in mind, everyone listening, he was not put away for murder. He should have been, in my opinion. The federal government went after him for diluting the drugs and tampering or whatever it was. He gets this 30-year sentence, but not for killing an enormous number of people that, Michael, even you can't put a number to it.
Right. I think at the time it was the right decision by the federal government. The U.S. Attorney's Office was staring down a difficult, complicated case, and all of the victims had some closure. And it just shows you that, 27 years can seem like a lifetime when the sentence is handed out, but when 27 years can go by a blink of an eye for these victims. And so I would never second guess the decision by the U.S. Attorney's Office to charge him and for him to plead guilty and for him to serve time like he has. But the good news is there is no statute of limitations on murder.
No, there is not.
And I knew it, and all those victims knew it, that when his federal sentence was over, he could come back to the state of Missouri, and there's still plenty of justice to be delivered. That's why I'm calling upon the state of Missouri to arrest him for murder and charge him with murder.
Now.
Now. As soon as he hits this state, as soon as he hits Springfield, and he goes in, the federal government is putting him into what's called a halfway house, is my understanding, and that's like transitioning him back into society. And I'd like the federal government to transition him back into a state penitentiary.
That's Michael Ketchmark.
One of the lead plaintiff's attorneys. He represented hundreds of the families, Scott, hundreds of the families. And one of the stories,
I agree
yeah,
with him.
One of the stories he told, he said, there's an 87-year-old man that he had to speak to over the weekend who is a widow because of what Robert Courtney did, and diluting the cancer drugs that his wife needed to survive. And he said it's just ripped the Band-Aid off for hundreds of these families. So he's not sorry. So he was never sorry.
He never showed remorse.
No, now he just gets to be out. Well, at his home? I mean, in what world is that justice?
And what would prevent the local prosecutor, I'm assuming it would be Gene Peters Baker.
It would have to be Jackson County, we believe, because Research Medical Center and the pharmacy where he was diluting the medications
was in Jackson
County. Right in the heart of Jackson County.
So what would prevent Gene Peters Baker from charging him with murder?
I don't know. There are calls for that process to begin. It's been 30 years. It is a difficult case because do you not think, Scott, if the federal government could have gotten him on hundreds of murder charges killer?
But you know as well as I do, the federal government doesn't have murder as a charge.
But if they could have, don't you think they would have? This was the biggest case of tampering that we all know led to murder in the history, I think, of the pharmaceutical industry, if you go back and look. And so if the government then could have gotten him on more, I do believe they would have.
But the federal government doesn't have a murder charge.
Even if there are 300 victims?
No, even with Timothy McVeigh, for example, it was, I can't remember the exact charges, but it was something that led to death.
Right. Murder is only at the state level.
Yeah. The federal government does not have a murder charge.
So then the question becomes, after 30 years, do you go back, comb through all of the records? This was a massive case
yes,
involving hundreds of lawyers. Do you go back and find some of the victims who died? Question number one. That would be easy to do. Their family members are still here. And then question number two, Scott, becomes how do you prove the time and date of death and trace that directly back to the watered-down chemotherapy? Because his despicable defense at the time of the federal trial was, well, those people were going to die anyway. That was his defense.
They may not have died if you had given them the drugs that they needed. 100%.
Which is why I think he is a mass murderer.
Yeah.
Prove the time and date and manner of death.
And prove that they wouldn't have died anyway, is what you're saying?
That's what he and his attorneys said during the federal trial.
913-586.
And it's despicable. I want to be clear. It is despicable.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!